Welcome, everybody. My name is Maggie Don. You are listening to The Maggie Don Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Of course, we'd be listening to the Bodines, a Milwaukee-originating band, because it is time for Milwaukee as Microcosm with the founder and one of the leading journalists for Urban Milwaukee. We have this segment because oftentimes the things that are going on in Milwaukee are a bit of a precursor to issues that impact the whole state. And frankly, as we know, when Milwaukee's doing well, the whole state does well. We're in this together as Wisconsinites. There is no such thing as the urban-rural divide. Don't believe the hype. Jeremy, welcome back to the Maggie Don Show. I'm so glad to have you because this is some pretty significant news that we need to tackle today.
Yeah, we have in Milwaukee, we have a vacant master lock plant. Everyone probably knows Master Lock. They make padlocks and all kinds of security stuff. You might not have known they're made in Milwaukee, and they were up until last year. Company was increasingly outsourcing things to China and Mexico. Well, now they pulled the plug on their Milwaukee plant at 32nd and Center. And the big news, and how this connects to the rest of Wisconsin, is they sold it to a St. Louis company that has holdings in another Wisconsin city.
It's fascinating. Is this being viewed positively or not? Are people looking to see what might come next? That vacant Master Lock campus, really on the near northwest side, just off of Capitol, if I recall correctly, that's been an issue for quite some time.
Yeah, it's about 26 acres, so we're talking something very large. If you're trying to, like, what is 26 acres? Far larger than a high school campus. It's a 400,000 square feet of buildings, and then Master Lock had acquired all this property around it. I haven't seen anyone that's really super excited. This development firm out of St. Louis is the Commercial Development Corporation. You can remember them because they're the CDC, the
yes,
other CDC. they bill themselves as the largest brownfield redeveloper in the country, and that's exactly what this plant is. But when we look at what's happening in Janesville, that is a red light flashing, a warning sign if there ever was one.
And tell folks a little bit more about what's going on in Janesville.
So in 2008, Janesville long had a General Motors plant that built Suburbans, Tahoes, big SUVs. That closed amidst the Great Recession. And then I think it was 2018, CDC, the other CDC, came in and bought the plant and had grand visions of redeveloping it. And they demolished the buildings. And it's 10 times the size of this Milwaukee plant, 240 acres. So just absolutely huge. And when you consider Janesville is a much smaller community, impact is even larger. CDC has done almost nothing visible other than demolish these plants. And now, as they're buying this Milwaukee plant, the city of Janesville is trying to buy back the plant or the property in Janesville.
So what's CDC's business? Like, how you just buy old abandoned stuff and let it sit? What do they do with it? How do they make any money?
They're buying power plants. They're buying anything old. They're combining federal remediation funds, and they're trying to redevelop properties. But what they brought to the city of Janesville was essentially not a warehousing operation, but like an intermodal facility. And if you're familiar with where the GM plant is at all in Janesville, it's not the type of place that you'd want to, like, increase the trucking a lot. You'd want a redevelopment that's more mixed use, and that's not what CDC specializes in.
And this is, I mean, when you look across the industrial Midwest, Jeremy, this is not a unique circumstance where we've seen the loss of heavy manufacturing throughout the post-industrial Midwest. There are often large abandoned plants, huge facilities, some of them indeed brownfields or Superfund sites needing environmental remediation. This is not a problem unique to Milwaukee or Janesville or Wisconsin. It's quite prevalent throughout the Midwest. How have other communities tackled it?
It's been in Milwaukee. We have a series of successes. We, of course, have the Menominee Valley to point at, which is a national best case scenario of taking a urban blighted was a rail yard and making it into not only a modern industrial hub, but there's a casino there. There's now housing going in. Lots of things happening in the Menominee Valley. We also have in Milwaukee, we have this interesting case, not a typical case, but one that's going to become a national issue, Northridge Mall. And
yes,
I say national issue because there's malls everywhere that need redevelopment. One company, a Milwaukee company, Phoenix Investors, wanted to buy it and just keep the mall box there, that ugly mall building, and just use it for warehousing. And the city stepped in and said no, and is now redeveloping the whole site. And similar to what we talked about in Janesville, it's all about the context of which these environment or these former industrial sites sit in.
Thanks so much, Jeremy Janine. Now, in a bit of perhaps lighthearted news, I have been reading that we finally got the boat off the beach on Milwaukee's lakeshore. Tell us what's been going on with the immovable, then movable, then another boat got stuck. But now the abandoned boat is finally gone. What went on there, and what's the current status?
My real quick 30-second pitch on what's happening with the boat. Mississippi couple comes up to Wisconsin, buys their retirement home, tries to float it back down to Mississippi. They make it only 100 miles from Manitowoc. They get stuck in Milwaukee. They leave. The boat remains. It's been there since October. A maritime rescue company can't get it out. Three, not one, not two, but three semi-lifting cranes came in today to yank the boat out of the water. And just a couple minutes before I went on air, it was finally up and over these big rocks that have been a real challenge. The beach boat is, it's not no more. It's still there, but it's not beached in the water anymore.
The beach boat unbeached, hopefully finally getting removed. You know, and as Donald Trump burns down the Department of Education, Ron Johnson's proposing all sorts of cuts to Medicaid. I'm so glad that Republicans in this state are busy introducing legislation to prevent the beaching of boats, as if that was something that you actually had to mandate, because everybody wants to beach their boat in the first place. Way to get the priorities straight, GOP here in Wisconsin, led by none other than Robert Voss. My biggest thanks to you, Jeremy Janine. You can catch him here every week with me for Milwaukee as Microcosm. Take care, my friend. Folks, when we come back, we're going to continue with the day's news. Did you know that 150 judges signed on to protest Judge Hannah Dugan's arrest? We're going to discuss that, and I'm going to give you Ron Johnson's exact quote in his attack on Medicaid. All that coming up right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.